This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.
Security forces in Myanmar have killed more than 100 people as they put down protests across the country in the deadliest days since a February 1st military coup. News reports from the Myanmar Now online site put the death toll as high as 114. A count issued by an independent researcher in Yangon said 107 were killed, though information is difficult to confirm because of controls on the internet and media. The killings came as Myanmar's generals celebrated Armed Forces Day with a huge parade in the capital, Naypyidaw, and protesters came out onto the streets in large numbers across the country. The military government further escalated the use of deadly force Saturday with fighter jets launching airstrikes in an area near the Thai border, controlled by an armed ethnic group dedicated to overturning the coup. The death toll in Myanmar has been steadily growing since the February 1st coup that toppled the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. Several thousand women protested in Istanbul Saturday to call on Turkey to reverse its decision a week ago to withdraw from an international treaty to prevent violence against women and domestic abuse. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan stunned European allies with an overnight announcement that Turkey was withdrawing from the convention, which it had been the first nation to sign. The women say their safety has been jeopardized by Erdogan's move against a European treaty, which was once championed by Turkey and is known as the Istanbul Convention. World Health Organization data shows 38% of women in Turkey are subject to violence from a partner in their lifetime, compared to 25% in the rest of Europe. This is VOA News. Efforts to dislodge a giant container ship blocking the Suez Canal had allowed its stern and rudder to move Saturday, but it remained unclear when it could be refloated, according to the head of the Canal Authority. Suez Canal Authority Chairman Osama Rabi said he hoped it would not be necessary to resort to removing some of the 18,300 containers from the ship to lighten its load, but that strong tides and winds were complicating efforts to free it. The 400-meter-long Ever Given became wedged diagonally across a southern section of the canal amid high winds early Tuesday, disrupting global shipping by blocking one of the world's busiest waterways. About 15% of world shipping traffic transits the canal, and hundreds of vessels are waiting to pass through the waterway once the blockage has been cleared. China's government has imposed sanctions on two American religious rights officials and a Canadian lawmaker in response to sanctions from the United States and Canada over the Xinjiang region. The Chinese Foreign Ministry said the measures are against the chair and vice chair of the U.S. government's Advisory Commission on International Religious Freedom, Gail Manchin, and her deputy, Tony Perkins. Canadian MP Michael Chong, the vice chair of Canada's Parliament Standing Committee on Foreign Affairs and International Development, was also sanctioned. Writing on Twitter, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau called the move unacceptable and pledged to continue working for human rights with Canada's international partners. Celebrities of Asian descent are speaking out to #StopAsianHate as part of a new campaign in the wake of the Atlanta massage business shootings. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Actress Kelly Marie Tran knows firsthand about racism after she was cast as a lead in a Star Wars movie. Now she's speaking out against the violence sweeping the country.
Stop Asian Hate.
Joining the campaign, Mulan actor Hoon Lee.
Whether we got here 400 years ago or four, we are home.
And M. Butterfly playwright David Henry Wong.
We need you to stand with us.
Singer Milk also lends her voice.
These women were more than somebody's temptation on a bad day. They were somebody's mother, friend, daughter.
You can see and hear more on their social media pages. I'm Julie Walker.
The Olympic torch made its way through the Fukushima prefecture on Saturday for the third consecutive day as the countdown continues to the delayed Tokyo 2020 Summer Olympics. Polls show the majority of the public oppose holding the Olympics as scheduled. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.